Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, praise the Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord. You are tuned in again to the Move of God, part 14, right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel on deck. And I'm telling y'all, it was off the chain. Do you hear me? At the first part, we thank God. Y'all know we all come together once a week, and we do this. We're going to be adding more days, but we just thank God for the Move of God, part 14, right here on the Angels of Melody. And we thank God for our first speaker that was on, Evangelist Mary Frost. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. We thank God for that powerful message. And now for our part 14, part 2, we have our very own, I'm telling you, this woman of God, we go back, y'all. Me and her go back with these the warfare services and praying and going on. I'm telling you, I miss her. It's been a minute, but we thank God for connecting us back together. So we thank God we're going to bring her on so God can go ahead and let the fire continue to drop here. And so we're going to introduce her again, Pastor Kim Coleman. Wow, God bless you, sis. How are you?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, woman of God. Praise the Lord.
Praise
it
the
is
Lord.
Truly your honor and a privilege to be here tonight. Amen.
Amen. We glad to have you. So we're going to go ahead, sis. Go ahead and go as God gives you.
Amen. Well, we just do give honor to Christ, who's the head of all of our lives, giving honor to each one of you in your prospective places. Like the woman of God said, me and her, we go back some years, started off in radio together, and God just connected us, amen, and we did that show together, and we didn't realize how much we were connected in the spirit, amen, and,
right.
We separated for some years, and how many of us know that sometimes God will allow the separation to take place so that he can do what he need to do in you and do what he need to do in that other person. And then in his time, in the fullness of his time, he will bring you back together. Amen.
That's right.
So that he can get some glory. So I just bless the Lord for the woman of God. Inviting me to come on this platform on tonight. I don't take it lightly. Amen. So I'm just going to move by the Spirit of God. I'm a spirit-led preacher. I literally just allow the Lord to speak to me. And, I don't have anything script or I don't have notes. I've just been so calm today, because I've come to learn that it is not I that's going to speak anyway. It's the Holy Ghost that's going to speak through me. I'm nothing but a vessel. All I've done was yield my vessel to the Lord so that he might get the glory. Because, as the woman of God says, she said, the other woman of God, it was a powerful service. And I don't doubt that it was. I came on briefly for about 30 seconds because I just wanted to get a feel. And I said, woo, that line is on fire. But I hung up. On 31 second, I hung up because so often we'll listen to another preacher and then we'll begin to preach what that preacher is preaching. And I didn't want to do that. I wanted the word and the manner to be fresh from the Holy Ghost. So that's why I hung up on 31 seconds. Amen. So I'm just going to allow the Lord to move. I don't know what the woman of God was speaking on. Woman of God, you said that this is, we're talking about what? Tell me that again.
We're talking about the move of God during this pandemic. What is God saying to us in this hour of going through? What do you want us to do?
Amen, amen, amen. So, as I went about my day today and I just, around 8:30, because I knew I had to come on here at 9, and I began to just say, Lord, what is it that you would have me to release in the hearing of your people, because I don't know what they need, God. I know what I need, but I can't speak for the other people. So as I begin to just sit quiet, and normally being a pastor, I would sit in the car and I have the music playing and have my Bible there and just trying to hear from the Lord. But for some reason this day, the Lord told me, he said, I don't want you to cut no music on. I don't want anything to be in your ear but my voice. So I said, yes. Okay, Lord. So I sat on my knees and I said, Lord, what is it? What do you want me to say to the people? Amen. So I'm gonna just allow you all to hear what the Lord gave me. Like I said, I'm spirit led. I don't have nothing script or no going on the internet and stealing other people's messages. No, mine comes straight from the Lord. So the Lord took me to the book of Deuteronomy. And woman of God, you said we're talking, yes, about what again?
The move of God during this pandemic.
The move of God in the pandemic.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm pandemic. I'm like a painter when I release a word. I want you to look at this like a blank canvas. And when you're a painter and you got that blank canvas, you might put the red up there, the blue, the green, the yellow, but guess what? At the end of the painting of the portrait, it all comes together as a beautiful work of art. So you all just walk with me, amen, as I paint this portrait that the Lord has given me to release. So the Lord took me to, he took me to the book of Deuteronomy. But before I go into the word, I just want to pray. God, right now in the name of Jesus, as I come before you on this day, giving you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. God, I'm asking that you would hide my flesh behind your cross so that none of Kim Coleman would get the glory. God, you get the glory. God, you speak through these lips of clay, God. You use my mouth as a ready writer's pen, God, and let the people leave enlightened. It's just nothing but one. Let somebody leave enlightened. Let somebody leave refreshed, refilled, revived, renewed, and restored, so that you might get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So he took me to the book of Deuteronomy. Like I said, within the last 15 minutes, God dropped this on me. So in the book of Deuteronomy, I'm going to read the scriptures. None of this is in no chronological order. I'm going to read the scriptures, and then I'm going to give you the topic that the Lord gave me, and then I'm just going to let the Lord continue to paint the picture. He took me to the book of Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, and I'm going to start at verse 6, and then I'm going to read to 15. And it reads as follows. It says, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by thy way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 8 says, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 10, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he swore unto the fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things, which thou fillest not, and wells diggest, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. Verse 12 says, then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 13 says, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him and shall swear by his name. Ye shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are round about you. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 15 says, for the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest thou anger of the Lord thou God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. Ye shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Manasseh. Now, the Lord took me to the book of John, St. John chapter 12 and verse 32. And it reads as following. It says this. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. I think I have one more scripture as the Lord is leading me. Amen. And it's coming out. Let me slow down. But she said, I got a little time. It's coming out of the book of Exodus. Amen. Let me slow down. Y'all just bear with me because God just dropped this one on me. Exodus chapter 20. And I'm going to go to verse, because I don't want to read all of this, because Exodus 20, and let me see. Exodus chapter 20, and I'm going to start at verse 1, and I'm going to just read down. And God spake all these words, saying, for I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am jealous. A jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. You know, I'm going to stop right there. What the Lord want me to talk to you all on tonight. Now, we know that the move, there is a move. What is the move of God in the pandemic? What the Lord want me to talk to you all about on tonight is this. He said, take it down, now lift me up. Mm-hmm. He said, take it down. Now that I was shot, Karabushi. Now lift me up. Now, what the Lord revealed to me within the last 15 minutes at 8:45 as I was on my knees, and I said, Lord, what would you have me to say to the people? And the Lord began to take my mind back over the last 4 months since the pandemic. Okay, we know the pandemic hit in March. So March, April, May, June. We know it started before then, but it became very prevalent to all of us in the month of March. And the Lord just began to deal with me. As a pastor, one that shepherds a flock, as the Lord began to deal, he told me, he said, I want you to continue to run this church until the government shuts the church down. Tell the church to shut down. I said, okay, Lord. So even though other pastors had begun to close their churches in the beginning of March and right at the onset of the pandemic, the Lord said, no, you can't close the doors until the government speaks. So I said, okay. So finally about maybe March the 15th, somewhere around in there, maybe March the 23rd, the governor came on and she spoke and she said that she was shutting down basically the city, the state. Yeah. So I told the people, I said, okay, we're gonna shut the church. We're going to close the doors right now because we got to obey the laws of the land. So as we obey the Lord and the city, the state, the country, the world came to a halt for the most part, it allowed me, I'm going to make it a little personal. It allowed us some time now to reflect. As I was locked in this house in quarantine, I lived by myself, so I've been quarantined for the last 4 months by myself. And I've had time to do nothing but think and time to do nothing but reflect. And as I walk through my house, as I'm walking out, I got mirrors all throughout the house. And as I begin to reflect, I didn't see the reflection of the preacher. I didn't see the reflection of the bishop. I didn't see the reflection of my mother. I didn't see the reflection of my children. When I begin to look in the mirror, I see the reflection of me, my God. So as the Lord began to show me the reflections of me, it gave me time to reflect and look back over my life. my God. And as I begin to look back and examine my life, the Lord begins to show me all of the things that I had idolized in my life. He said, you idolized your job. He said, I allowed you to own your own business. He said, and then you begin to work like a Hebrew slave. You didn't have time to do nothing but come home and sleep and get back up again and then go back out and work again. He said, so I shut your job down.
Mm-hmm.
Because
God.
You made your job an idol. Mm-hmm. He said, I allowed you to not only own one vehicle, but I allowed you to own two vehicles. And you got to the point where with the one vehicle, you didn't mind if you ran over a pothole or if somebody accidentally scraped your car. He said, but the second vehicle, you didn't even allow to allow a lead to hit your car. He said, so I had to stop where you couldn't drive you. I had to lock you in the house because you made your car an idol.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He said, and then you was at the point where you wouldn't go out the house if you didn't have your nails done or if you didn't have your lashes on or if you didn't have your weave together. He said, if you didn't have on the latest shoes, if you didn't have on the latest outfit, he said, you didn't feel comfortable going nowhere. He said, so I shut you in. I told the governor to allow the people to stay home. Tell them to stay home.
Because
you made your things an idol. My God. My God. He said, as I begin to roam through the streets of the cities, the states, the countries, he said you had some churches that were cathedrals. Uh-huh. Then you had some churches that maybe only held 5,000 people. He said, then you had some churches that held maybe 300 people. Then you had some churches that held maybe 50 people. Then you had some churches that held maybe 10 people. He said, but the people, they begin to idolize the pastor.
Jesus.
So I shut the doors of the church.
Oh, God.
He said, so I shut the doors of the church. He said, because what I realized was all of these years that had went by, that the people was not lifting me up. They began to lift up themselves. So I had to shut the world down because people began to idolize the things of this world when we know that the devil is the prince of this world. He said, the people begin whoring after other gods. This is what the Lord told me. He said, when it's time to take it down and lift me back up. He said, pride begins to lift up in the people. Haughtiness and headiness and high-mindedness begins to lift up in the people. My God. And the more the people lift it up, the more that I came down.
Yeah.
He said, then you have so many people, my God, that's talking about going back into the church. My God. He said, what is the rush?
The man being
strangled by a knee. It has brought somewhat of a humility to the earth. My God, you see so many police officers that was haughty and heady and high-minded. They taking a knee now. He said every knee gonna bow. They taking a knee now. You see, the race is coming together. God. My God, the people are beginning to come together. The light is beginning to go up into the heads of the people that couldn't understand. They said it don't take all of that. Why do the African Americans have to act the way they? It don't take all of that. But now God has allowed something so tragic.
Yeah.
Something so tragic to bring him glory. It's bringing him glory. It's bringing me my glory.
Yes, Jesus.
Glory is being revealed. Glory. He said, the revival. Many people saying when we go back into the church, it's going to be a great revival. God said the revival was here.
Yes, man.
He said, this is why I allow you all to share it, so that you can be revived. So that you can be revived. We're talking about the move in the pandemic. The move in the pandemic. He said, I'm taking it down, and I'm tearing it down so that I might be lifted up. So that I might be lifted up. When it was so hard for the sinner man to receive prayer, when it was so hard for the sinner man to hear word about the Lord, when it was so hard for the backslider to want to even sit with the saved man, now everybody is coming together. They coming together. God said I had to tear some things down so that I might be lifted up. He said, I had to tear some things down. I had to use the pandemic to shake the foundations of the earth. I am God. I am that I am. It ain't your pastor. It ain't your bishop. I am that I am. He said, if I be lifted up, I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw. I will do the drawing. And this is what we have to do. I can't preach like Sister So-and-so, Brother So-and-so. I got to come in the way the Lord gave it to me. We got to begin to lift up Jesus. We got to lift him up. And it's got to start in our homes. It's got to start personal with me. It's got to start in me. It's me, Lord, that's standing in the need. Hear the bullshit. He said, I had to tear some things down in you. Put your hand on your chest. Say, you're talking to me. I had to tear some things down in you. You had a little pride in you. You had a little arrogance in you. You had a little whoremongering in you. You had a little pornography in you. You had a little masturbation in you. You had a little homosexuality in you. God said, I'm tearing it down.
Jesus.
So that I might be lifted up. So that I might be lifted up. He said, if I be lifted up, then I will draw them unto me. We're drawing the people unto us with our sexiness, with our provocativeness, with our whoremongering spirits, with our lust demons. We're drawing them unto the Lord and to us. When we made ourselves into a God, he said, but I come to tear it down so that I might be lifted up. So that my glory can be revealed throughout the earth. Not just in the church on a Sunday. So that the real glory can be revealed throughout the earth. So that the light can shine. And the King of Glory can come in. Who is the King of Glory? God said, throughout the pandemic, he said, there should be a change. Your worship should change. Your prayer should change. Love walk should change.
Thank you, Jesus.
You should look like what you've been through. You should look like what you look like before the pandemic. should be
I
a
know
change.
That's right.
Hey, yeah, ba 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 sha. Ba 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 sha. Yeah, ba 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 ba.
Not allow this to be a waste of time. If you don't let the Lord tear down the things that He needs to tear down in you, in me, so that He can be revealed, so that He can be lifted up, so that He can draw the men and women unto Him.
My God.
Because the King is soon to come. The King is soon to come. Will you be ready?
My God.
Will you be ready?
He said, I've taken all of your false gods. I've exposed every false god. I've put it before you in your eyes where you can see. Now don't go picking back up. Don't pick it back up as I cleanse the earth.
Yes,
as I disinfect the earth, says the Lord.
Jesus. Hey.
As I go from door to door, house to house, disinfected. Head of my shock.
Glory.
Hi, Mama.
He said, I'm tearing down.
He said, I'm tearing down. I'm tearing down. I'm taking you back to the beginning. Yeah, Baba, in the beginning. Yeah, Baba,
He's taking us back to in the beginning. Through the move of the pandemic. Through the move of the pandemic.
He said, I've separated the wheat from the tare.
In the midst of this pandemic, the people that walked close with me under my ministry, my armor bearer, the evangelist, they all left in the midst of the pandemic.
They left the church in the midst of the pandemic. They left. Hey, yeah, Baba. They made a shift
in the midst of the pandemic.
I'm tearing down.
Jesus.
I'm separating the wheat from the tare. We're trying to take people when they're not pretty to go.
Some of them can't breathe in the atmosphere that you are in.
They can't breathe in that atmosphere. And we're steady trying to pull them along. Come on, woman of God. Come on, man of God.
They can't breathe in that atmosphere that's coming for you.
Yeah, boo, 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 boo.
Jesus.
My,
my God, my God.
Some of them have gone as far as they can go.
Jesus.
They can't go no further. God said, I, through this pandemic, I'm cutting the dead weight. I'm cutting the dead weight. As I look out my front door in my neighborhood, so many people, they working in their yards and they plucking up the weeds and I mean the weeds and they the dead grass and the dandelions. God said that's what I'm doing in the body. I'm plucking up the dead things. My God, I'm plucking up the dead things. I'm plucking up I'm turning over the soil. My shakarabu, that's been talking the life out of some of you. You're wondering why your ministry ain't going no further. Because you got people around you that's sucking the life out of you. That's choking the life out of you. God said in this season, He said, I'm going to expose through the pandemic. He said, I'm exposing. I'm exposing some people to you in the pandemic that you thought. That you thought was your ride or die. That you thought was your ace boom coon. That you thought was your homegirl or your home. Or that you thought was your armor bear. That you thought was your edge. God said, I didn't put that together.
Jesus.
He said, I didn't put that together.
He said, I can't let down.
I put that ministry together.
He said, I'm tearing that down. Hey.
My God.
He said, I'm tearing that down. I didn't call you to preach. I'm tearing that down. I didn't tell you to marry that man. I'm tearing that down.
My God.
I didn't tell you to leave that church. I'm tearing that down.
Jesus. He said, so I'm tearing down. I'm tearing down through this move. So when I release the earth to open back up. He said, because I have not quite released the earth to open yet. Some of you are just like the first responders. You're running into burning buildings. You're running into burning buildings, and they have not been secured. He said, but when I release the earth to open, there will be a glory like never before. He said, you will look like Moses. You will look like Moses.
Glory. My God.
When you come, he said, I'm hitting you in the cleft of the rock.
So that you might see
my glory. He said, because my glory is going to be so strong, you can't look upon me. And many people, when you come, when the Lord releases the earth to open, many people are going to be able to look upon you because of the glory.
Because of
the glory. He said, so allow me to tear down what needs to be torn down. Don't fight the process. I know this is an unusual message, but this is the way the Lord has given it to me.
Oh, it's needed.
He said, don't fight the process. He said, many of you, you've been preached to, you've been preached up, you've been preached out, and you still bound.
Hey, my God, you still stuck
in low about. You still haven't just almost just enough. Your cup is still half full. My God, tear down.
Tear
down these filthy altars. Tear down these filthy altars. Tear them down. He said, some of you, he said, in the midst of this pandemic, many of you don't realize that your blessing is in the middle of, in the eye of the storm of the pandemic. If you just be still. He said, your blessing is in the eye of the pandemic. So I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, go after what it is that you've been wanting. Step out of the boat, Peter. And go get your blessing. He said, because it's in the middle of the pandemic. Your blessing. Your blessing is tied in the middle of the pandemic. It's like being in the middle of a storm. If I could just cross over. And you get your blessing. It's some things that some of you have been asking the Lord for. Some things that you've been waiting on from the Lord. God says, stop.
Glory.
And get it. Don't you wait another day. You want that house? Go get it.
Yes, my God.
You want that business? Step out.
Yes, Lord.
Step out. Step out.
Yes.
You want that car? Step out.
Step out. Jesus.
Get it. Step out and get it.
Oh, God, thank you.
Step out and get it. As I tear down. As I tear down everything that's had you bound. As I tear down every filthy altar, every idol. As I tear it down. He said, I'm tearing it down so that I might be lifted up. This is Pastor Kim Coleman of the Soul Heart Deliverance Ministry. I'm a deliverance preacher. I don't come to pity pat. I come to help you get healed, set free, and delivered.
As
I release to you in your hand what the Lord gave me to release, my prayer is, if one person had a revelation, I did my job. I don't care about the masses. But if one person got what they needed, I did my job. So many say, I want to go to the top. God called me to the nations. I'm going to the top. But I want you to do this before I close. I want you to take your finger and take it to the highest ledge in your house. And as you take it to the highest ledge in your house, or take your hand and rub across the top of your refrigerator, and when you rub across the top of your refrigerator or the highest ledge in your house, you're going to find nothing but dirt. It's dirt.
That's
here
right.
On top.
That's right.
Many want to go up high. Many want to go up high. But it's filthy the higher up you go. Hey, Baba Boshi.
Jesus.
So if I can reach one, yeah, Boshi. If I can reach one at knee level, if I can reach one at ankle level, I did my job.
Yeah.
I did what the Lord has commissioned me to do. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, he said, I'll draw men unto me. So I come tonight to lift up the name of Jesus. God bless you all. This is Pastor Kim Coleman.
Yeah,
and I'm
going
to turn it back over into the hands of the woman of God. God bless you.
Oh,
amen.
My God. Yes. Oh, my God. Lord, have mercy. Woman of God, that was off the chain. I'm going to tell you, I thank God for that message, because we were talking about this last week and the week before that and the week before that. And God just confirmed that thing. My God, this is powerful. I mean powerful. I was sitting over here. I'm talking about tears, y'all. My lashes is gone. Do you hear me? I let him have his way. I'm telling you, I thank God for that word, y'all. And I know y'all that are tuned in right now have 8 of this word. You better have 8 and digest it. I'm telling you, God is doing something. That's why I thank God for just leading and guiding me what to do during this pandemic. He told me to go to the airwaves and talk about the move of God in this pandemic and gather the men and women around the world, that he gives me, not what I want to get, but that he will put down in my spirit to get on here, to speak the word. I'm talking about raw with no chaser. You know, I don't like the type of, you know, system ministers that like the sugarcoat, water down, put a lot of ice on it. No.
Yeah.
Give it to me raw. Hey, I tell people when I was out there in the world, I love my cognac straight with no ice.
Hey!
And that's the way
chaser.
It is with the word of God. Give it to me raw. Hallelujah. With no chaser.
Yes.
Let it burn going down. Hallelujah. And destroy what's not like him. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that word. God bless you, Pastor Kim Coleman. I thank God. Y'all going to hear her again, too. We going to get her and Mary back on these airwaves. So this continue. I just been continuing it, Pastor Kim. This is the 14th part that we have been doing. 14. Yes, and I've been going every week. I said I will not stop till God tells me to stop. If we go all the way up to part 50, that's because he's saying to keep it going to part 50. That's what we're going to do. But I thank God.
That's
I believe in being obedient. You know, I don't care how tired I may be or how stressed I don't care. I'm going on these airwaves doing what God say do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, when you do that, he will bless you. You know, it's not about me. It's not about how I feel. It's about what he is saying and getting the word out to the people around the world that is dying. To get the word out to the people that has lost their way. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. And I'm like you, sis. If it ain't number one person that can hear this word and eat of this word, then yes, the assignment has been done. And I thank God.
Amen.
And so we just thank God for you, woman of God, being on with us and on tonight.
Amen.
And we want all of you all to tune in on Friday night. You know, on Wednesdays, we always do this on the Blog Talk Radio. But a lot of you know that I am the CEO of my own radio station. God has blessed me with. Notice I said God has blessed me with, and I thank the Lord. For the Angels of Melody International Radio Station. A lot of you know, if you're friends with me on Facebook, you will see the links posted daily, the station. And so these shows that we do on Wednesday, they air live on Friday, every Friday night at 9 o'clock. So this same broadcast that you have heard with Evangelist Mary Frost and Pastor Kim Coleman. You will hear it again live on the Angels of Melody radio station, along with some great music. A lot of you know when we first come on Fridays, we put the intro of the Angels of Melody song on, and we play a couple of songs just to get people, you know, ready to hear the word. And then we have prayer that plays, and then also right after that, that's when we put the word of God on. So we want y'all to tune in on Friday to the Angels of Melody radio station. The links will be posted on the social media where you can click on at 9 o'clock Eastern time. That would be 8 o'clock Central time, and Pacific, that would be 6 p.m. And so in saying that, we ask you to tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow we will be live on the Angels of Melody radio station. Y'all know what we do every Thursday. We play great dynamic music from our awesome gospel recording artists around the world. That will be at 10 o'clock Eastern time on tomorrow morning. And then on Friday, as I said, we will be back on the station hearing this great move of God, part 13 and 14, with your host, Miss Angel on deck, with our special guest, Evangelist Mary Frost and Pastor Kim Coleman. Always remember our motto: don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. We thank God for you all, and we just want to let you know that not only God loves you, but we love you too. Have a blessed night.